Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. Today is Monday, April 4th, 2022. Thank you for being a part of this journey. If you've been around for a while, I appreciate your continued support. If you're new, welcome aboard. You're going to have a blast. Now, whether you're new or if you've been around for a bit, you need to watch another video that I attach to every Monday, and it's entitled New to Linchpin. Watch this first. It's a longer video, I admit, but you only have to watch it once and then you'll get the knowledge in your head. Knowledge is power. But that video talks about what are the goal times? What's super fitness robot time compared to more likely time? What's the wild card option compared to the prescribed option? What's the not for time workout that we do once a week? Should I still do it for time? What's the deal? All that information's there. So check it out, then come back and watch this video. And you'll be armed with what you need to fully understand it and get the maximum benefit out of it. Okay. Oh, the workout today. It's fun. It's cool. It's got a lot of variance in it. But it's got a lot of pesky variance that's more challenging than it looks on paper. It's three rounds for time of a 100-meter farmer's carry with a pair of dumbbells, some calories on the air bike, 50 for men, 35 for women, and then 25 V-ups. Everything about this, I don't know if I should say it doesn't look that bad, but it kind of doesn't look that bad. Like, there's not monster weight, there's not monster complexity, but a pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men, a pair of 35s for women, that 100-meter farmer's carry, that's a chore. And it becomes more, it's more than you think it is after the rounds compile. And then every time you hop on the bike, those are big chunks of calories. It's going to take a bit. Then you hop off, you've got three sets of 25 for the V-ups, and V-ups are just one of those things that they're just tough. They're great, they're beneficial, they're wonderful, but they're tough. So this is a cool workout. There's a lot of variance in there. There's big chunks of work. It's going to be a great day. We're going to dive right in. And of course, anytime we post running or biking or rowing, we give some calorie or distance conversions. So we've got the calorie conversions in case you're using an echo bike, an assault bike, then you just do the calories that are prescribed. But you'll see that it says, if you're using a Concept 2 bike erg, it says 1.4. That means you would take the calories that are listed there, multiply them by 1.4, and that's what would be appropriate for that bike. So that's kind of how that works. We've got a video showing the V-up. Super fitness robot time, 26 minutes or less, so it's a bit of a longer one today, that darn bike. More likely time could drift up to 35 minutes. The wildcard option is precisely the same as the workout of the day, but it's just done on the rower. So now, if you don't have a bike, you do have a rower, you're gonna make that conversion anyway. It's already listed in the BTWB app. Click on wildcard option and you are good to go. Of course, we've got a video showing rowing. Scaled option, still three rounds for time, keeping the 100-meter farmer's carry. Dropped the dumbbell loading down to a pair of 35s for men, a pair of 25s for women. Calories are less, 30 for men, 20 for women on the bike or rower. And then it's 25 sit-ups per round in place of the V-ups. We've got a video showing the ab mat sit-up. But you don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups. And you can just sit on the ground. You can butterfly your legs out, as is commonly shown with the ab mat sit-ups, or you can keep your knees together. Either one's going to be just fine. The limited equipment option. For that crew, they don't have a bike. So they're going to do three rounds for time, 100 meter farmer's carry, 800 meter run, 25 V-ups. Good times. For them, super fitness robot time, 24 minutes or less. More likely time, 33 minutes. And the no equipment workout of the day, three rounds for time, 800 meter run, 25 V-ups. And hey, maybe if you're creative, you're somewhere in the world, you can find something to lug around for 100 meters and make it some sort of a weighted carry, so maybe you can get creative. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. We've got 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up with an empty barbell, and we've got the Bergner warm-up listed out there for you. There's also a video of it, and the other part of the optional accessory work is 75 seconds of high-intensity effort on the air bike or rower. So in that three-rounder, there are big chunks of time, you're probably moving at a moderate pace. I'm sure it was still very uncomfortable, but it wasn't a short time domain, higher intensity. So as part of the optional accessory work, 75 seconds of just hitting the gas. What do you get? Cool down and stretching for the day. You'll do your 5 to 15 minutes of cool down. And then for the stretching, we've got the straddle stretch as well as the cobra stretch for the old abs. And then you will notice at the end of the day's training, we say this every day, remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And we mean that. Take that to heart and things will go pretty well. That closes out Monday, and I will see you back here tomorrow for a real treat.